Yo, everyone, welcome to the Just Chill podcast, episode 14. I'm joined with my usual co-hosts, Alex and Jack. Say what's good, y'all.
What's hello, up? Hello.
Yeah, man, how's your week been, both of you?
It's been straight. I mean, just chilling and working for the most part. Nothing too crazy.
That's how it be in the summer. Yeah. Facts. So, yeah, I mean, we weren't able to get... We did say there was going to be, like, a guest this week, but we weren't able to get anyone on such short notice. But, you know, we'll pull through. We'll pull through. It's actually... When was the last... Did we do the podcast, three of us, 2 weeks before? Or no? I don't know.
I know the last episode
it was not us.
Or the last one.
Yeah.
We just did it with us... We just did it with us.
Okay. All right. True. Okay. Yeah. So, we'll just get into this, I guess. Is everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
So, the Bucks edge out the Suns 123-119 in Game 5 to take a pivotal 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Jrue Holiday finally had his best offensive game probably of the playoffs, and I mean it was there for the Suns to take it and they didn't. So what were your guys' thoughts on Game 5 and looking ahead to the rest of the series? Go ahead, Jack. You start.
The Bucks definitely have all the momentum.
Yeah,
but the Suns have been close every game, so it wouldn't put it past me if they come back and win the next two. Like, I can see it happening.
Okay. Yeah, they do have to win 2 out of 2 to win. Bucks have to win 1 out of 2. It's going to be hard for the Suns because they're going to have to go on the road. And obviously, they didn't win on the road yet in Milwaukee. So, yeah, it will be a tough battle. But what did you think, Alex?
Yeah. I mean, even though the Bucks won last game, 123 to what was the score?
119.
119.
So it's still relatively competitive. Like Jack said, I wouldn't put it past the Suns for them to come back, but they do have all the momentum. The Suns are on the road. They're playing against Milwaukee's home court. Yeah. So it'll be harder for them to come together and like surpass the Bucks, considering how they need to win 2 of 2 and the Bucks only need to win one.
Wait, what? Who has Game 7 home court advantage, though?
It's the Suns. They go on to Milwaukee for Game 6, and then the Suns. And then
okay, so they have Game 7 home court then? Okay. Yeah. So that's doable then.
Yeah,
if they had to win both in Milwaukee, that'd be a lot harder. But
yeah,
they just gotta win the one, and then they get the home court where they won the first two. So, yeah.
Yeah,
and didn't you say that the Suns like had to, like they were in a good position to win it, but they lost it? Aloha?
I didn't say
in the game. Yeah, they were. The Bucks were up 10. Well, first the Suns were up big in the first half. Bucks came back, took a 10-point lead. Around 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and then the Suns came back and they started trading baskets. Excuse me. They started trading baskets. And then they were down by one with the chance to take the lead, and Jrue Holiday made one of the greatest defensive plays of all time.
And then he ripped the ball and then threw an alley to Giannis. Yeah. And then
that was the exclamation point. Yeah. It was and one. So it was just kind of chopped after that. So, yeah, good on Holiday. Hey, I did say the Bucks were going to go in 4 straight. So, let's see if they win the next game and I can be correct.
That would make me feel very good.
Because everyone was like, no, the Suns are winning last week on the podcast. I was like, I'm taking the Bucks 4 straight games. So, you know, we'll see. So Alex, you say who do you have winning game 6? You think it's going to 7 games?
I'd say like a 50-50 chance of it going to game seven.
So who are you? Who are you?
There's two teams. Of course, it's 50-50. Yeah.
Who are you taking?
No, I'm saying like.
I'm asking for your opinion. Like, what? Who do you think is gonna win?
You're so funny, Alex. Oh my god. Dude, in this basketball
that game, was the most like non-answer answer I've ever heard in my life.
It could be a politician, bro. It could be anyone.
I meant because like it's a pretty competitive series, so I see either of them winning the finals is what I'm trying to say. That's why I said 50-50, but like I'm gonna say Bucks because I want Evan to feel salty.
What did he say? The Suns are gonna win.
He said the Suns were gonna win because like he doesn't like the Bucks.
He's down around. He said the Bucks beat the Hawks.
Oh.
I did say the Suns will go to seven with the Bucks, and that I think like in a previous podcast I think I said the Suns are gonna.
You win. Said it was going to seven, yeah. After two games, I said Bucks were winning four straight. Evan said the Suns are sweeping. And I don't remember what
Juan was like said. It's going to five.
Oh yeah, he did say five, yeah. Yeah. So we were the only ones who could possibly be right. And Jack, you said it's going to 7-2.
Yeah, Suns in seven.
Suns and seven. Okay.
Suns and seven.
I mean, that could happen. But it would have to take a miraculous swing of momentum for that to happen. Because the Bucks have won three straight.
Well, the Suns won two. I mean, because the Bucks already swung the momentum to win the three. So I mean, the Suns can swing it back. Like they can, like it's possible. Like I would.
Yeah, that's true.
I
but winning, different. Winning on the road it's at harder. Someone's home it's court is. When you take that kind of momentum, it's different, especially when you win game five on the road, which I think it was like 83% of teams to win game five win the series. So history is on the Bucks side. Playing freaking Brook Lopez, and then they'll be good.
What was that? Which game did Chris Paul have where they talked about like his turnover, his crazy like turnover ratio? Was that four. Game five?
He played pretty good in game five. He only had.
They lost game four because of Chris Paul, low key.
Yeah.
Yes, like you said, Lohe, it has to be a miraculous effort for this.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's that miraculous because it's like the games are all close. It's not like the Bucks have been blowing them out, right? Like, if Chris Paul didn't have those turnovers, they probably win that game. And then this last game was a 4-point game. So, like, it's not crazy to think the Suns win the next two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, like, so out of the ordinary win.
If the Bucks were, like, beating them by, like, 25 the last, like, three games, then I'd be like, okay, the Bucks are going to win. But, like, it's been close, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can't really take blowouts of a game, like, because when Golden State played the Cavs in 2016, every game they would just get blown out. It was just a blowout versus them blowing the other team out versus them blowing That's the true. Other team out. So the score line doesn't really matter. It's just what matters at the end of the day is who took the W and who has the momentum at the end of the day. So, like I said, the Bucks have all the momentum.
So if the Suns win game six, do they have the momentum then?
I think it's just a coin flip then. Because usually when it goes to game seven, it's a coin flip. I'm still going to take the person who won game five because winning two straight, one on the road, one on your home floor in a game seven is pretty hard. But we'll see. The Bucks, like I said, history's on their side. So all they have to do is not fuck up, and they're good.
If the Bucks win the finals, do you still fire Mike Budenholzer?
I would. But they're not going to.
I would too. Low key.
He's not a good coach.
He's not a good coach, no.
Yeah, but I mean.
But they wouldn't. That would be crazy if they did.
Hey, Brad, the Bucks win the series. Jeff Teague is going to be an NBA champion. Bobby Portis is going to be an
NBA
Portis
champion,
is pretty
bro. Good. Bobby Portis is pretty good.
Bobby Portis, bro. Oh, my God. I just don't
He's Black Bear Force. Wait, why? Why? He's good.
Yeah, I don't like him. He was just annoying on the Wizards. And
dude, he really glowed up, though. Like, he's a fan favorite in Milwaukee. It's crazy.
No, he was a fan favorite here. Like, he was definitely better here than he was in Milwaukee, than he is in Milwaukee. But he was just annoying. I just don't like that energy, bro.
Oh, the Patrick Beverley energy?
Bug-eyed energy, bro.
Bug-eyed? Okay.
You're out of pocket.
I mean, look at freaking Bobby Portis, bro. Look at this
he
man,
is definitely, bro. He's definitely an enforcer.
Look at his player build.
He has some good stats, though. Bro, he's shooting. I mean, obviously, like, he doesn't shoot that many threes, but he was shooting 47% from three.
I know, he's a pretty good shooter. He's definitely
that's kind of wild. That's kind of wild, actually.
Yeah. So, I say Bucks in six. Alex, you said what? Suns in seven? Or Bucks in seven?
Well, he said it was a 50-50 chance between two teams, so.
No, he said it's going to seven, right. So which team did you say is winning in seven?
I mean, oh, Suns and seven.
Okay, Suns and seven, Suns and seven, Bucks and six. Okay. Okay, bet. Is everyone good with that topic? Any last thoughts?
No, you can move on.
Okay. Oh my gosh, bro. This freaking topic. All right, so Stephen A. Smith has been under hot water for the past week. Prior to the MLB All-Star Game. The segment, I believe the question that was posed was, is Ohtani being the face of the league a good thing for the MLB? And Stephen A. Smith chose to go on a rant, which was racist. He did it on live television, national television. He said that it's not good for the league, for their best player, for the player that fans are going out to watch, to need an interpreter. Like, that was basically his entire point. Which is kind of a stupid point, A, because it's happened before. We've had Giannis, when he first came, needed an interpreter. Obviously, Giannis has been in the NBA for 8 years now. So now he's pretty fluent in English. I mean, I'm sure Ohtani's going to learn English, so that's not really a problem. But even if he
but
didn't,
that shouldn't even
yeah even if he didn't, it's not really that big of a, people are still going out to watch him, not his freaking post-game interviews. And there's a reason there's an interpreter there, so you can answer them in his own language, so you can hear what he said. So, yeah, what were your thoughts on this whole messy situation? We'll go with Alex first.
Yeah, Stephen A., you are a menace for this one.
Yeah, a menace to society, for real.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know, it paints. Yeah, this is going to paint like a lot of people in a negative light, I guess. And it just enforces the. Bro. Why?
Yeah, it was just a stupid take because Stephen A. Smith, as an African American who fights for African Americans in sports, should know what it's like to feel like an outsider in sports.
That's what
to
I'm
know
saying.
What it feels like to be a foreigner in sports. But to not extend that to Shohei Ohtani and the Asian community is just flat out racist. So, I mean, luckily he apologized, and he didn't give any excuses. I expected an excuse. There was no excuses. So, hopefully, lesson learned. But what did you think, Jack?
I don't know. It wasn't cool, but I don't like Stephen A. Smith anyway, so I'm not surprised. Like, when your whole job is to say crazy shit, to get clout. Eventually, you're going to say something stupid.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He did. So, not surprising. What I'm surprised about is that he didn't get punished at all, which shows how much power he has in ESPN.
Bro, he's the top dog at ESPN, bro. He's that man.
Yeah.
There's like any sport, bro, he's there. For like, he doesn't know anything about the sport, he's there, bro. Like, so that's one problem in and of itself. He makes $10 million per year. They give him maximum exposure. Anything he basically says,
on the full quote, do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Like what he actually said?
Yeah, go ahead.
The fact that you got a foreign player that doesn't speak English, believe it or not, I think contributes to harming the game to some degree when that's your box office appeal. It needs to be somebody like Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, those guys. And unfortunately, at this point in time, that's not the case. So that's what he said. There is the full quote.
That's not the full and like, quote, because I saw the video and he definitely like said...
And then here's, it goes on for another couple of minutes, but, like, that's the part where he says it's, like, harming the game or whatever.
Yeah, he said it was harming the game.
It's not about Ohtani's not from here. That's not the issue. If your point is he's got to learn English, I agree with that. I think the language barrier in every sport, not just baseball, it's useful to learn the native tongue of the vast majority of most Americans.
No. That's just
and then
wrong.
It goes on from there.
Yeah, that's just wrong. I mean, because America is touted to be the melting pot. And he came here for opportunity. Not to be freaking roasted by Stephen A. Smith because he doesn't speak English, bro. Like, what's wrong with this man?
Dude, Naomi Osaka is like the face of women's tennis and she's Japanese.
That's,
I mean, she
but
speaks
that's
English.
Not, but,
she's
that's
English.
That's completely
yeah,
different,
she's,
bro.
She's from America. Like, he meant, saying. Like, he meant, like, foreigners who can't
talk
speak
about the language.
The language.
Yeah,
I'm saying, you can still be the face of something.
He's just talking strictly
America.
About the language.
He's talking about the language.
She's
the
she's
language.
American.
Like
she's American.
Okay,
she's right. Asian American. So,
okay.
Yeah. Those are, like, two different things. But, yeah, this is just, yeah, like I said, he's a top dog there. So, anything he says, basically... You could take it as the word is ESPN themselves, especially if they don't fire him. So, yeah, like I said, he apologized, gave no excuses, good on him, hopefully lesson learned. Because, I mean, when people do stupid shit like this, they don't learn, if they don't learn their lesson, then that's when it becomes a problem. Like, this is always going to happen, these kinds of mistakes, but you just got to learn your lesson. And hopefully he did. Yeah, but any last thoughts on this?
No, it's just a bad take.
Yeah. Terribly bad take. Yeah. Okay, so we can move on. Trouble is rumored in a minute. Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure Damian Lillard has already requested the trade. So yeah, Damian Lillard has pretty much officially requested a trade from the Trailblazers. Let me see if I can pull up the tweet that had his liked teams. Lillard.
It was like trade. The Heat, the Warriors were two. I think the Sixers were three. And I don't know the other two.
No, It was like the Heat, the Lakers, the Knicks.
The Warriors are definitely in there, I'm pretty sure.
No, they're not. The Warriors want him. But these are the teams that Damian Lillard said he wants to go to.
Let us see.
Where is it, bro?
Dude, I know it's hard. I can't find it either. This is.
Let me just.
Damian Lillard. Let's try this. Teams he is interested.
Knicks, Lakers, Heat, Warriors. Yeah.
Okay, so it was the Warriors. I know it was.
Yeah. Knicks, Lakers, Heat, Warriors.
Knicks, Lakers.
He's interested in.
All right, well, we have to get traded, right? So what team can actually trade for something that the Blazers would want?
The Lakers are close. It says the report is the Lakers are close to acquiring him. The trade includes.
So who's trading?
The trade includes a sign-in trade with Schroeder, Kuzma, and 3 first-round picks. Okay. And multiple second-round picks.
That's not a bad trade, actually.
Yeah. I mean, if you're getting, like 6 picks, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, Dennis Schroeder had a bad playoffs, but he's not a bad player.
Oh, he's not.
Same with Kyle Kuzma.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. You don't think he's not bad. Kyle Kuzma's not bad. I mean,
he's not bad. He's just not good.
He's fine. Meh. Especially if they're rebuilding.
Yeah.
Like.
Definitely. So, let's just say, hypothetically, Damian Lillard, who do you think he would be the best on? The Warriors, the Heat, the Lakers, or the Knicks?
The Lakers? Wait, best, like, hit individual stats, or, like, best for winning?
Best for winning, yeah.
The Lakers.
Yeah.
Best definitely. For individual stats, the Knicks, because he can just fucking, like, cook. Like, his team.
Yeah, it's definitely his team. It's not Julius Randle's team if he goes there, so.
No.
Yeah, for sure. He would definitely be top dog there. On the Lakers, he would definitely be.
He would be top dog on the Heat too, but there's better players on the Heat.
Oh yeah, the Heat.
So you have to pass the ball more,
and you have to play more as a team. The Heat aren't really looking for individual type of ISO players.
No.
But yeah, no, I mean, not. I would like to see him on the Heat. I mean, everyone and anyone who ever requests a trade, the Heat are always involved. So. Mm-hmm. That could happen. They could swing in. Pat Riley might be like, just show me the freaking. He puts his rings on the table and just like. So, I mean, I would like to see him on the Heat. I don't know where the Knicks came from, honestly. What were they, like a 4th seed? You're not really. That's not really changing your situation at all, other than like more exposure because you're in New York. I think only the Lakers. And the Heat really makes sense. The Warriors kind of makes sense, but I guess they would move Klay to the 3, and then he would play the 2. I just don't know how that would look with 2 undersized guards who can't really defend anyone.
But that team's scoring like 140 points.
Oh yeah, they're scoring. Yeah. Yeah, but they're also giving up like 150 points.
Yeah. Draymond would have to become defensive player of the year candidate again. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
I think the Lakers and the Heat definitely are the top 2 teams, and I think the Lakers probably 1A and then the Heat are 1B. What do you think
about it? But here's the thing.
I can see that.
Go ahead, Alex.
Oh no, I was just agreeing.
I said what were your thoughts?
Oh, seeing Damian with LeBron, I mean, he can obviously dish out the assists to Damian. So that'll be a good matchup to see if he goes to the Lakers. And the Lakers makes more sense. I feel like the Heat, I know the Heat has like Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero and all that, but what was their, how did they finish off this year?
They weren't very good.
They were fifth, but they were hurt. And they had COVID.
Yeah, hurt, they were hurt. They had COVID problems, and Tyler is not that good.
Yeah, that affects.
Got you.
So yeah.
Yeah.
And they made it to the finals 2 years ago. So.
Yeah. So the Heat are fine, I guess. But if they get Damian Lillard, they'll be that much better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but if he goes to the Heat, they're still not
They're not the best team in the East. Yeah, they're not the best team in the East. I would honestly, unless you're joining the freaking Nets, I'm probably staying in the West. I don't.
What about the Sixers?
If they
him and Joel Embiid
with Ben Simmons, or no?
They trade Ben Simmons. It's a trade.
So trading Ben, I wouldn't do that if I were the team, to be honest.
Seth Curry, so like Damian Lillard, Seth Curry, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, and then who's their four?
Tobias Harris.
Or Tobias, who's their three then?
Danny Green.
No, Danny's shooting guard.
Is their shooting guard?
Oh.
I don't know. Frick the Sixers, to be honest.
Let's see.
Tobias Harris would play the three, and then Ben Simmons played the four.
Great, but if you're trading Ben Simmons, hypothetically,
then they'd probably put
Tobias Harris a four.
Mm.
You put Matisse Thybulle at like three, I guess.
Yeah,
and then,
probably.
Yeah, and then Damian Lillard and Seth Curry. That's actually a pretty good team, low key.
That is a pretty good team.
Is
it
better than the Nets? No, but they burn the Bucks, I think.
I don't think so either. They wouldn't beat the Bucks.
What?
Are the Sixers even interesting in trading for Lillard?
But here's the thing. It doesn't matter what Damian Lillard wants. If the Sixers offer a crazy deal, then he'll get traded there. Because the Blazers power.
The Blazers they wanna respect his wishes. So they're only talking
right,
to those four teams.
Right, but if the Sixers... If the Sixers give them like 30, like hypothetically speaking,
oh yeah,
the Blazers, the Sixers,
they
give them
can
a crazy deal. Then,
but the report was is they're only talking to those four teams. They haven't even discussed anything with any other team.
That sounds like cap to me. Because if you're a good GM, you keep your options open. Because like I said, if the team offers a crazy deal, you do what's best for the team. Well, I would hope that's what the GM does.
That's true, but it's not like Ben Simmons straight up is much
I'm not saying the
better.
Sixers, but let's say for example, like what's a team that could trade? Like let's say the Pelicans traded like B.I., Lonzo, some picks, and Josh Hart.
Okay, yeah, they would definitely take that. But no one has given them that kind of package.
For Damian Lillard?
B.I., Lonzo, Josh Hart, and picks. Right, no one's giving
maybe
up that
not,
mortgage.
Maybe not Lonzo, but would you trade B.I. and Josh Hart for Damian Lillard? I would do that.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, so we'll see. My hot take, he doesn't get traded this year. That's my hot take.
You think
he stays on this team? I think he stays on this team.
I mean,
team, yeah.
When you're a star, you kind of hold the franchise by their balls. So, really, whatever Damian Lillard wants, it's going to happen. So
how many years left does he have on his contract, though? Because that's the thing. Because if the Blazers just choose not to trade him, how long can he, like, if he can't sit out for, like, a year, that'd be crazy if he did that. And then they start taking his game checks and shit, like what they did to Kyrie. Yeah. And it's like Kyrie was gone for, like, 2 weeks, and they started doing that. So I don't see how you could sit out for a year. I heard it was, like, 4 years on his contract or something crazy. Like, I heard it's a long time.
It's 2024 is when it ends.
Yeah, so like, the Blazers could realistically not trade him.
They could not trade him. But, also, this is as high as his trade value is going to be. Because his contract is going to end when he's 34. If you keep him when he wants to leave, he's definitely going to leave. So, if you don't think you're going to win a championship in these 4 years that he has left on his deal, I would trade him. There's no point to keep him. The Blazers are in desperate need of a rebuild. They're just kind of nowhere right now. That's the only reason he wants
out. Yeah, they're just a good team, but they're not a great team.
Yeah. It's either going to be a first-round exit or a second-round exit every year. So, I mean, if you want to keep doing that, sell tickets. I mean, it just depends on what you're... front offense wants from the team. Some teams are cool with that, so if they are, they'll keep him. If they aren't, then trade him.
True. Yeah. Or they could hold him until they get a better offer. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to trade him right now. They could wait until the middle of the season.
They can wait, but the trade deadline, usually your trade value goes down. So the summer is usually when his trade value is the highest, because A, no one really knows if he requested a trade, and B, they have more leverage because the season hasn't started yet.
Because he's not playing good or bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, Yeah, we'll definitely see. We'll be monitoring that situation. But does anyone have any last thoughts, or can we move on to the
Free Dame.
next?
Yeah, Free
Free
Dame,
Dame.
Free Dame. He's
Yeah.
freaking
Free Dame
Portland.
from his, say that contract one more time, please. Free Dame from that. Wait, what's the contract real quick? Like
He's
4 years, how much?
4 years, 179 million.
Yeah, free him from that. That bad deal, bro. That's not enough money, bro. He needs to get paid more.
Just make sure. 5 years, 139 million.
Actually.
Average salary, like what? No, that's his old one. What's his new one? His new one hasn't even kicked in yet. So his new one is 4 years, 176 million. Yeah. His new one
Sheesh.
hits next year. That's his first year of the contract.
Damn. So, bro, why didn't he? His agent's bad, bro. He should have just not signed the contract. Then he could have fucking done
I
whatever.
mean, now he gets Matt, he may he gets more money, and he can get
He
traded and keep that contract.
gets the bag, but like, it limits the freedom. You know what I mean?
I mean, there's really no limit to an NBA star's freedom, because you can force your way out of any situation. So,
That's good.
if I was
Woo!
a
It was
if
very
I
much
was an
sense.
agent, I'm taking the money first, then worrying about the trade later. Because he didn't even want to leave last year. This is the
You
first he
don't think
said.
so?
No, he
But do
last
you
year he
think
just said.
internally, though? Like, you can say whatever you want, but you honestly think that he just now decided he wants to be traded?
Yeah.
I feel like he's
No,
been
yeah.
thinking about this for a while.
Nah, no way he is. I don't think so at all. Because A, he stood on that, and B, his play this year, the way he's playing on the court, didn't give any indications that he wanted to leave. Usually, when someone wants to leave, you know it by watching them play. He just he looked like Damian Lillard. He gave everything he had and came up short.
True. I think Dame's that guy. I think Damian Lillard would try regardless, though. You know what I mean? Like,
That's true,
I think
but
even if he, I think even if he doesn't get traded, he's still gonna try for the Blazers. I don't think
yeah.
he's the kind
I'm
of
not
guy
saying
to
he's gonna
like,
like give up, but you can see when a player's out of it, just like does
That's
not want to
true.
be there, based
It just seems
on
like such a
rather than
big.
like
It
they're
just seems like
playing.
it just seems like a really big decision to make in like the span of like a couple weeks or however long. Like, 'cause how long the season's still going? The season isn't even over yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the
Like,
only reason he decided this is because they lost in the first round. If they made it to the second round, I
that's
think
true.
he wouldn't
That's
have
true.
requested a trade. First round exit again, bro. Just downrun
Especially to
this.
an injured Nuggets team. Nuggets they
Yeah.
didn't even have Jamal Murray.
Exactly. And
Damn,
he was
bruh.
going very off, so
Yeah.
that's just kind of the franchise's fault for not surrounding him with good pieces. So, I understand why you would want out. I would want out too. It's best for both parties as well for him to leave. No reason to keep him. But, are we good with that topic?
Yeah,
Yes.
we can
All
move
right.
on.
Oh.
All right. So,
Oh, I'm hungry.
all right, cool. Okay, let's see the next one. All right. Before we get on to our next topic, however, we're gonna thank our sponsors of this week, Anchor. See you back in a bit. Hey. Okay. All right. All right, let me bring up this next one. Okay, cool.
Is that what
All
Stephen
right.
A. Smith does off the air with Skip Bayless in First
Oh,
Take,
yeah,
bro?
they just. Fuck you, nigga. All right. This podcast is actually pretty short. We're only at 30 minutes, so
Let's just, we have plenty more topics. We can stretch it, but like, this shit
we
doesn't need
have
to be 2.5 hours long. An hour is fine, an hour and a half is
yeah
fine.
I mean, we have three topics left,
Yeah, we're good.
yeah,
We're
that's
in
definitely like a little over an hour if we can cover all three.
Durkio, Smoke of Pop. All right. Okay, y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
Three, two. Welcome back, everyone. We're gonna get into our next topic of the day here. We're talking
It's
about
so
the Richard
crazy.
Sherman situation. Sherman was arrested after his wife called 911. It was basically a very sticky situation. We don't have the exact details. I don't think the wife is pressing any charges. She said Sherman was threatening suicide. He was, I think it was at his in-laws' house. And they were just, he got into a verbal argument with, his father-in-law. And police said that Sherman broke the door to get in.
He couldn't get in, right?
It says police allege Sherman broke the door to get into the home.
Oh, the one I was saying is that he tried to get in. Okay, never mind then.
I mean, that's how he got domestic violence. So Sherman was arrested. Why does
it say?
Booked on charges of residential burglary with a domestic violence component, resisting arrest, and malicious mischief.
Because this says tried to bust in.
This is just on CNN, and like this is the
according to police report. Yes, it's tweaked out then.
Okay, yeah. But what do you guys think of this very sticky situation? Let's go with Jack.
Bro, I'm reading about this shit, bro. Richard Sherman's lucky he's not dead. The guy in his house, I guess his in-law or whoever, said he had a gun and pepper spray, and he was prepared, in case, Richard. This one I don't understand, because this says, let me read you what this says. Sherman was arrested early Wednesday after police said he crashed his car in a construction zone along a busy highway east of Seattle, and then tried to break in to his in-law's home in a suburb of Redmond, Washington. Moss told officers that he armed himself with a handgun and fired pepper spray as Sherman tried to bust into the door with his shoulder. So this makes it seem like Richard Sherman didn't get into the house, right?
Yeah, but according to the police report, it said he showed up in his in-law's home, got into a verbal argument. That's how he got all these charges. If he didn't get in, he wouldn't have gotten residential burglary.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Domestic resisting. Okay, yeah. He wouldn't have gotten residential burglary if he didn't get into the house. Sherman did crash the car. That's why he also got a DUI. He was intoxicated, and his wife said he was even suicidal. So
yeah, that's what this says, too.
I mean, hopefully he's okay. But yeah, like I said, it said information indicated that he'd been drinking and he was taking antidepressants. Very bad combination right there. But yeah, I mean, that's just, hopefully he's, like I said, he's okay. I don't think they're pressing any charges. It would have, I mean, it's, we're lucky that it didn't go further than what happened, because I believe he was armed.
Charges are not like he's still gonna get in trouble for the DUI and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. He paid bail, $10,000, and he's definitely going to do community service or some shit or probation.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about it, Alex?
Yeah, it's definitely crazy, especially if it's something like Sherman, who's considered to be like a leader for a football team. So, hopefully I hope he learns from this experience, I guess.
Yeah, like I said, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a sticky situation. You can't mix those two, antidepressants and alcohol, because this is where it's gonna lead you. So, hopefully he's okay. Everything's good. He can get the help he needs. Stay on probation. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to try to make an NFL comeback. We'll see. Because he still technically is a free agent. But, I hope for nothing for the best from him. Because this was not a malicious thing. He didn't go out of his way to like try and kill anyone. So
yeah,
it's not.
He was already impaired.
Yeah,
as he was on the way to the in-laws' house.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna give him like too much of the blame, or he definitely shouldn't get like a very harsh punishment, because
yeah,
it's just from what I'm reading, it just looked like the situation definitely just started and then spiraled out of control. So hopefully he's okay. So we'll see, and we'll definitely see if he makes an NFL comeback. If not, I hope nothing for the best for Mr. Sherman. But does anyone have any last thoughts on that one?
Just to like throw this question out there, do you think this is indicative of something else, or is it just going to be like a one-time thing?
I mean, with Richard Sherman?
He was suicidal, so.
Definitely that CTE, for sure. That's my opinion.
I mean, I wouldn't go there, but definitely some sort of mental illness. I don't know if it's depression. It could be CTE, but CTE usually makes you more aggressive and not sad. It doesn't really make you sad.
So, I mean, he was trying to break into his... That's pretty aggressive.
It is pretty aggressive, but he was sad. So I'm blaming it definitely more on the drinking and the antidepressants.
I don't think he... I don't think he would have tried to break into the house or whatever if he wasn't on that, for sure.
Just so like if everybody else is wondering, and more so for us as well, the symptoms of CTE include memory loss, confusion, impaired judgment, impulse control problems, aggression, depression, anxiety, suicidality.
It sounds like CTE, bro.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, like,
the thing that's leading me to say, or backing away from the CTE, is that this is like the first reported incident. I mean, they're sure there may be others that haven't.
What do you mean, dude? There's always a first for everything. That does make sense.
I mean, because usually CTE grows as you age, so it usually ramps up. It's not like one thing happens.
Right.
It's like
But
if he got the DUI and then he got intoxicated and then he was suicidal, I would probably say it's CTE. But like for all this to happen in one night, I think it's just a situation that spiraled out of control. I wouldn't just say it's CTE.
Yeah.
Right. We'll see if he does things after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
but like, I haven't heard of anything like that happen before this incident.
Nothing's happened. But what I'm saying is, like, there's always a first for everything.
Yeah, but usually you see a ramp up.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think you can count it out, especially the fact
that you can't count it out. But I don't think you can just make that claim without.
Right.
You have to make that claim very carefully.
Yeah, it has to be substantiated. You can't just like throw that out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it doesn't even matter what it is, to be honest.
Yeah,
because whatever it is, it's up to him to deal with it.
Yeah,
right.
Hopefully he doesn't do anything worse, because I don't want to see Richard Sherman in jail, because he was the face of the league for a while.
Yeah.
And him becoming like a bad person or whatever is like not what the league needs, especially because he was like. Like, we were talking about this before in the podcast. Yeah, it would look bad if the vice president of the Players Association ends up doing worse things down the line. So, hopefully for him and, like, his family and for the league, this is a one-time thing, because that shit would suck ass.
Yeah.
Too many good players have ruined reputation. When people think of you, their reputation. Because of off the field situations, and I don't want Richard Sherman to be like the next in the list of like great players who fucking, you know, fucked their lives up after the league and shit.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We shall see. Get well soon.
But why do you think though? Why do you think this sport in particular has the most of these cases? Like, why does football have the most of these, like, off-the-field incidents compared to, like, other sports?
I don't know.
Like,
I
describe
mean,
what you mean by off the field.
but like football players are in the news for off the field issues more than like other leagues. But it's a lot of football players. Like compared to other sports.
Probably because A, the nature of the sport they're playing. B, a lot of NFL players suffer from head injuries. CTE could be a problem. Also, football aggression is encouraged.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen in hockey, though. Like, does it? Like, not really, though, right? But hockey's pretty aggressive, too.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say not on the same level, but like a different type of aggression.
I mean, they do
like it's a controlled aggression in hockey. Football is aggression every single play, every single time you like touch the field.
That's true.
That's what I would say.
I honestly just think it's because there's like more players in the NFL, so just by the law of numbers, when there's more players, more shit's bound to happen to the players. Because an NFL team, how big is an NFL team? Like 156, right? No, like the whole team, like practice squad and all that. Like, how big is it?
It's 58 and then 10 for practice squad, I believe.
So 68? That's
63. I think it's 53 and then plus 10.
So that's 63. That's five basketball teams worth of players, right, for one football team.
Yeah.
So I think it's just because of, like, the fact that there's more players in the NFL, there's going to be more.
That's
like
true.
The chance of something happening is bigger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Facts as well. Yep.
But I was just curious what you guys think, because football is—it's definitely like the sport where this shit happens like the most, like compared to like, other sports.
Yeah, that's fact.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, any last thoughts right there for the Sherman situation?
No, we can move on.
Okay. Well, Mr. Pussy-ass nigga get robbed if I got to. Pussy-ass nigga get shot if I got to. I'm killing all my ops if I got to. Hit his ass twice with the Glock if I got to. Lil Durk. Durkio. In that exact situation where he was rapping about. So, Georgia police said residents exchanged gunfire. None were injured. Him and his girlfriend were involved. So the officers were called to for an aggravated assault / home invasion incident. This was on Sunday. And yeah, during the incident, the suspects, which included Dirk and his girlfriend, exchange gunfire. And I mean, this is obviously not the first time Dirk has got into this, as I just rapped. But he's still facing attempted murder charges for an incident in 2019. So what did you think about this specific incident with Durkio and his girlfriend?
Alex, you go first. I've used the bathroom, but I'll be right back.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just reading over the reports. Thankfully, nobody was injured. It could have gotten south really, really fast, especially of the unpredictable nature of home invasions. Things like that can go south really quickly, so I'm glad nobody was hurt like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's also unclear. I'm reading from the WSB-TV, Atlanta news report. It's unclear if the suspects took anything from the home or how many people were involved. So it's still like a pending, like there's more information to come.
Yeah.
I think in due time, this whole thing will blow over and it'll be something that
he raps just
unexpected
about.
And tragic that happened, like
something that he puts in his song. Durkio's a freaking G, bro. I'm not even gonna cap to you. This is my man's. But yeah, like you said, the situation. It's not really clear what exactly happened, because when the reports came out, so like you know how like those rap like Instagram like pages like that like they show up in my feed a lot, like those rap Instagram pages. So when this first happened, it was like Dirk and his girlfriend shot like 7 ops, bruh. I was like, what the heck? What? But like reading like the actual report, they don't really know what happened, and B, it was not that serious because no one got injured. So I mean, it's just gonna be probably a bunch of gun charges, but not like his attempted murder charges from 2019. So it definitely won't be that big. But hold on, I'm about to use the bathroom as well. You guys talk about it.
Okay, okay, go for it. So what did you already say, Alex?
I said that I said that like basically like no, I'm glad that nobody was really hurt. It was basically in no one was hurt, and that home invasions like this can go south really, really fast, and because of that, it could have been worse. But yeah. Hopefully in due time, it'll just be something that blows over and it's just something else to put into his song and not just anything, like, too crazy that's going to happen as a result of this. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah. I mean, when you fucking, when you, like, breed that kind of negative energy. Okay. You good, Alex?
What just happened? My Discord crashed and then rebooted itself.
That's weird.
But hopefully I'm good now. I don't know if you can see me.
It's loading, so just give it a shot.
Oh, okay, alright, just give it in due time.
Due time. But yeah, I don't really have much to say about it. Like, I don't know. When you rap about negative shit and you live that kind of lifestyle, like, that shit's bound to come to you. So, happy no one got hurt. Happy everyone's okay, and hopefully they catch the people who fucking tried to break into his house.
Yeah, they're still gathering information because it's a relatively recent case, so...
Yeah, it really just happened, so...
Yeah, the report that I'm reading on here says that it's unclear if the suspects took anything from the home or how many people were involved, so...
I just don't understand, like, if you're that rich, and you know people are trying to get you because, you know, that's the kind of life you live, why the fuck would you live in a place where it's so easy for that to happen to you? Like, live in, like, the mountains of Idaho or some shit. I don't even know if there are mountains in Idaho. But just live, like, away. Like, you make it too easy. Like, I don't understand the logic.
What's the name of the neighborhood that... he was on?
Bro, it was probably some rich ass abandoned neighborhood where all the rappers hang out. Like, I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Chateau Elan neighborhood. Yeah, it's like a gated community.
That shit doesn't matter anymore. Like, Pop Smoke got killed in like the Hollywood Hills. Like, that shit does not matter. If you live in a place where people can easily get to you, they will try to get to you if that's the kind of person that you are. Like,
fans are short for fanatics.
Dude, that is a fact.
And also fucking
people want to rob you.
yeah, people want to rob you.
Yeah. So, I never understood that part. Like, I get it, you want to live a normal life, but you can like do both. Like, you can go there for the day and then you can leave. You don't need to stay in the spot where, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Does that make sense?
Oh, well, you live and you learn, I guess.
I don't know. I don't think Lil Durk is going to continue doing this. I don't think he's going to go decide to live in, like, Idaho, like I said.
Yeah.
See, Kanye West, he got it right. He's living in Wisconsin. Or, where does he live? Wisconsin? Yeah, I think so. He lives like he bought a bunch of like he had like a whole like a farm in like a, I think it is Wisconsin. Like, he's just away from everything. Hello.
Yo, you know what I was thinking about, bro?
What were you thinking about?
Well, I didn't talk about this with you, and I know Alex doesn't know anything about it, but we should talk about the. Did you guys finish this last topic, oh, by the way?
Yeah, I just said that, like, hopefully they catch the people who did it when you, like, the kind of lifestyle he lives, it's like bound to happen, and like that's pretty much it.
Yeah. just got me weak, like, just like. The image of like Dirk like
Him
flipping
and his
over his
girlfriend.
freaking flipping over his like
Oh,
couch
getting
in the
behind
background. Oh my gosh. But
Dude, this man, when he heard that they were breaking, he was probably hyped, bro.
oh yeah,
Let's
he was like,
go.
yes, lyrics. but yeah, yeah, this is his lifestyle, so that's just bound to happen. But like I was saying that I didn't talk about this with you, and I know Alex doesn't watch it, but we just talk about the Loki finale.
Yo, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, we can, but let's finish the last topic and then we can move
Okay.
on. Let's
All
do
right.
like 10 minutes or whatever of the last topic and then we can talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. No last thoughts on the last one?
Are
Hey,
we
we're
still
good.
on
We
the
finished it up while you were gone, okay?
Okay, all right, cool.
Okay.
So our next topic is about Pop Smoke's second posthumous album, Faith. I believe it came out the 16th. And yeah, this album was extremely mid. I'm not even gonna cap. Very disappointed.
Before we continue this, you want to see something funny?
Mm.
Right, look at this thing I just found on Twitter. It's about the little Dirk thing. It says, "Oh fuck!" It says, "I don't know if you can read that, but it says little Dirk in
Little Dirk in
India when
India
motherfuckers
one.
thought they were gonna rob that." And it's a picture from that one movie with Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Mental image of just
It's
them behind their
just
couch just
post it out.
shooting is fucking
Bro, she's
gets me
really
so
weird,
hard.
bro. That's kind of wild.
It was
That the
like,
girlfriend was
yeah,
down.
when I was in the bathroom, I was looking at like memes and shit, and then it was like goals. Fighting with your life with your for your life with your girl. How was that not goals? I was like, what? Okay. But yeah. So yeah, Pop Smoke's second album came out, like I said, extremely mid. You can see that this was not really his sound really didn't come through on the entire album. He was probably like maybe 30% of the album. This album was definitely ca carried by features. And as we all know, Pop Smoke didn't like features. His first Meet the Woo mixtape, no features. I believe his second one there was like six. And yeah, there was plenty of features on his third album, his first posthumous album, but A, it was still his sound. B, they were pretty much finished songs already, and C, there were people who he like would collab with, because we, I mean, I don't know if you guys seen that interview, but he's like, I don't fuck with niggas, I don't like with niggas like that, like, I ain't trying to get that many, like, he wanted to be like an independent type of artist, so this was definitely label based. His main producer didn't come on the album at all, didn't work on the album at all. His best friend, didn't even know the album was coming out until they announced it. So this was definitely label produced. 50 Cent didn't work on the album at all. They just basically just got a bunch of unfinished songs that he had, took little snippets of that, moved them into different beats, and then just put a bunch of people on it. So, I don't know if you guys listened to the album, but what were your thoughts on the situation as a whole as well?
I know the one with Dua Lipa was the one that was talked about the most.
That one was a pretty good song. I'm not
If you just
saying.
went with Dua Lipa, bro, oh my God, bro,
Yeah,
that's
I
so
mean
whack.
she did kind of
Oh, Dua Lipa's
goat
goated. I
that.
love Dua
She
Lipa, but that sounds so stupid. Like, I
yeah.
love Dua Lipa, and she's like my favorite pop star, but like, bro, that's so stupid. That would never happen in real life. If Pop Smoke was alive, he would not be like Dua Lipa. Like no, he would not. Like that would not happen.
Yeah, she did well on that, but like I said, not really his sound. Kanye West came on a song. He literally spoke 22 words. He 22 words, bro. 22
and you probably words. Got the bag too. You probably got the bag too.
Like this was most definitely like just an album for the label to get as much money as they possibly can. Hopefully it doesn't turn into a what'd you say?
I'm about to listen to the Dua Lipa song. Okay. I'm letting you in. Like, hold on, this is too funny. This is too funny.
Hopefully you it doesn't me. Turn into I want a an XXXTentacion situation, but
Alex is even weak as fuck. Oh, so weak, bro.
Imagine though, I should be lit.
I would be lit.
But what were your thoughts? I'm sorry. No, you go ahead. You go ahead. I'm just reading this article. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, how many albums were made since his?
This is his second posthumous album.
Second, true. Honestly, I don't know if this is a hot take or not, but they should have stopped after the first one.
Yeah, I mean, if it was well produced, pretty much finished songs, only people he has collabed with or would collab with, like I understand that you probably don't have enough for a full album, like enough Pop Smoke recordings to make a full album by himself. Like he probably would have wanted to. Also, rest in peace to Wu, bro. I didn't even say rest in peace Pop Smoke, by the way. But yeah, like you said, like his first posthumous album was pretty good. I still think it was his weakest album. But it was still good and I still bumped some of those songs. This one, the songs that I actually liked, probably like 3-4. I'm not saying the features were bad by any means. There were people he would collab with. 42 Doug, he was really big on Busy Banks, so he was on the album, so that's good. But for them to not even include his main producer, or at least his friend group, how are you not gonna let them know?
Yeah, that's weird that they didn't like let those close to him know that the album was dropped. Like his best friend.
Only ones who knew were his family, because I don't know if it was the first song or second song, but one of the songs was his mom giving his mom like did a poem or something like that. So she was just talking on the album. That was good. But the rest of the album, as an album, there was no real direction. They just put out as many songs as they possibly could. How many songs were on the album? Like 20, bro. Like he would never make an album with like 20 songs, bro. Bro, how many songs were on this freaking album?
Side note, that Dua Lipa song, she actually bodied that.
She did body it. Yeah, she did.
But, 20, yeah, that shit's cool, though. That they did that.
It was like, the meme was like, you know, there was like a picture of like Pop Smoke in one of his, music videos, and it was like Dua Lipa on the Pop Smoke song, and they put in the princess from Adventure Time, just like they just edited her in there, and then it was just like that was funny as fuck. But yeah, that was your first listen to any of the songs, Jack?
Yes. And I'm looking at these. I'm looking at, like, the amount of plays on these songs, and they're, like, not many at all.
Bro.
Like, the song that has the most plays, the song that has the most plays is...
Get out there.
The suspense, bro. The suspense.
You good, Jack? Can you hear us?
I want to know what the most plays are, bro.
Okay. Yeah, I believe he is frozen right now. My question is, right? How does Pop Smoke and KSI drop an album on the same day? And KSI's album is better. I'm not even gonna cap, bro. Come on, bro. Like, I was actually extremely disappointed.
Bro, I just
Like,
think it's fucked that they have a second posthumous out. Like, it makes sense for the first one, or Pop Smoke's first one.
there's a way to do posthumous albums correctly, though. Like
I
they're
understand that,
handling
but
the Juice WRLD, they're handling that pretty well. They handled Mac Miller very well.
that's also true.
But with like Lil Peep and XXXTentacion, they really messed that up, bro. Like, so I hope it doesn't go down that direction. Hopefully it goes down more the Juice WRLD Mac Miller direction, but this is not a good, I mean, not start, because their start was this first posthumous album, which was a good start, and this one not direct, not produced by 50 Cent, his main producer not on it. Like, it's not gonna sound like Pop Smoke, and it didn't. So, man, rest in peace to Pop Smoke. I hope they don't mess up his legacy, because, man, like, that's just messed up, bro. But yeah, you good, Jack? We cannot hear you. Yeah, you're still, I don't know if your mic is not the primary one. Hey, Alex, are you frozen too? Oh, I'm the only one who can freaking talk and move at the same time. Alex. I mean, our next topic doesn't really. Alex hasn't watched it, but let me bring up a thing. Okay, season finale. Okay. Sorry about the technical difficulties, everyone. Everyone is just down horrendous except me, bruh, to be honest. Like, what is this? Oh my goodness. Oh, loading in. Still can't hear you. Still can't hear you, bro. Like, it's not recognizing your mic because the green lines aren't coming around your thing when you talk. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, the podcast is. This is what we have to deal with on a weekly, like this is what I'm telling you, like before we record the podcast, it takes at least 30 minutes to get everything working, because either Alex's
Yeah. All right.
thing.
Are we
Oh, there
good?
you go. You're still loading in
Yes.
though.
Beautiful. Yes. That's what
Your
we love to
camera
see.
still isn't loaded, bro.
Dude, every time like a third person joins in on my computer, everything just breaks. Everything breaks.
Okay, you're still loading in, but I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Okay. But yeah,
And yes, you're right, Alohe. It does take like an hour. So
Yeah,
we say
like.
like meet at 6, right? We actually don't start recording until like 7:45, bro.
Yeah, like, it's down around this. Oh, Jack used his phone.
Are we good?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm gonna kill myself. For nothing even plugged into my computer. I literally ripped out my mic and it still wasn't detected. My Discord is so broken, bro. My
Yeah,
Discord
we
is
were telling the
so broken.
podcast that like it takes us at least an hour to like set everything up, like technically. Like, bro.
Can you see Alex or no?
No, I can't see him either. He's like loading. I can hear him, but
All right, what were we talking about before all this?
We finished up the you were trying to make a point about the Pop Smoke
Oh,
album.
yeah, so the views, like I was looking at how many views the songs got or how many plays. The only one that has 4 million views or above is the Kanye one with Pop Smoke and Pusha T.
And
All the
Pusha
other ones
T.
have like 2 million, one
And
million.
that's because, what's his name? Pusha T kind of dissed Tyler, the Creator, on that song.
Oh, really? Is that why?
He was like, this is probably not going to even happen, but he was like, oh, Tyler has the best album out right now, but The Woo is going to take it over. Some shit like that. But no, the album is not good. Definitely not as good as freaking Tyler, the Creator's. So, no. Just no. Especially, like, that song wasn't even that good either, so. Bad situation, and like I
As
was
soon
saying,
as he said, as soon as he said Dua Lipa was on a Pop Smoke song, I knew it was chalk the bet. I knew it was over. I knew it was for over. Like, it
yeah,
had been
but
whack.
before you left, I was saying, what was I saying? Frick. I completely forgot what I was about to say. It doesn't really matter. But
This is
rest
the
in peace.
last
Oh,
one, though,
yeah.
right?
Huh?
This is the last one, though, right?
No.
The last posthumous Pop Smoke album. No? Now you're
Well, we don't
capping.
know. I
Whatever I
mean,
make.
they probably will make another, but oh yeah, I remember what
I
I was about
mean,
to
how
say.
many more? Go ahead.
Because they handled the Juice WRLD, they handled Mac Miller's posthumous stuff. They handled that very well. And Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, his first posthumous album. That was a good start. This one definitely a 20 steps back. So hopefully it's more like Juice WRLD and Mac Miller rather
But you
than
can't.
Lil Peep and XXXTentacion, because they messed up all their posthumous stuff.
Yeah, the reason the Juice WRLD one and the Mac Miller ones were so good is because you had they had a lot of saved shit, especially the Juice WRLD one.
Yeah,
If
they do
they
have a lot of safe
need
shit.
this
Yeah.
many, if they need this many features to fill out the Pop Smoke songs, that means they don't have that many full recordings left. So if they do one more album after this, what, you're gonna have like
No,
10 seconds?
they have a lot of, they
I
have a
don't
lot.
believe
They
that.
were like, they still have hundreds.
Yeah,
That's
they're
what.
probably like 10, 20, 30 seconds long. Like, they're not full of songs. You're gonna need more
No,
features to
'cause
fill it
they
out.
had a full song. Like, for example, I don't know what song it was, but they had a full song. They wanted Pop Smoke. You could, like, when there was a snippet of the song, he wanted NBA YoungBoy on it. It was a very hard drill beat, right? And he was like, okay, yeah, like, this is what I want. I could hear NBA YoungBoy on this. There's like while he was showing the snippet, he said that. They changed. They kept the vocals. They changed the entire instrumental on the song, made it completely worse. It was like a Mario beat, and then they put like Chris Brown or Pharrell on it. I forgot which song it was.
But the reason I said what I said is because I was looking at the Dua Lipa song, and in the comments for the song, they were like, someone was like, "Was this originally recorded or no?" And then someone was like, "This was just a random snippet that they had that they then made
Yeah,
a song
they
around."
definitely have more snippets than full songs,
That's
but
what I'm saying. And I don't want to hear snippets. I don't want to
when
hear
50 Cent
snippets.
recorded Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, he was like, Pop Smoke still has a lot of songs left. Like, he
Well,
still
then why don't
does.
they use those? Why aren't they?
Because
Why?
this A takes less money, less time, and you don't have to bring in people like 50 Cent or his original producer. They didn't bring on 50 Cent. They didn't bring on his producer. This was just all of them. So they just brought in a bunch of engineers, took whatever vocals they had of him, and then just put it on weird ass fucking beats. So, yeah. Hopefully,
I hate
don't ever do this
posthumous
again.
shit so much. I just don't like it. I think it's so bad.
You think what is bad?
Post
Post posthumous albums?
yeah,
There's a
because
way to
like
do
you
it
never
right. There's a way to do it right, and this is not the
I
way.
mean Yeah, I don't know. Because you just, you never know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, we never know what Pop Smoke would have done.
That's
but
what
there,
I'm saying.
Like I said, there is a way to do it right. Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon was so much better than
Faith. Yeah, it was so much better. And I think it's because it had more full...
I mean, like I said, there's still a lot of full songs. And they're changing
they're
the songs.
They're still putting those out. So, that's the
because
thing.
Because when you have Dua Lipa on your album, it sells more than if you had
Pooh
Shiesty or...
I think that's kind of a... what's the word? Like a paradox, because it's like you said about the Dua Lipa thing, and I agree with you. The reason they put Dua Lipa on that song is because like they thought it was going to sell more, right?
Yeah.
But when you do that, people
care
about how ass the album is, and people don't listen to it and it ends up selling less.
Exactly.
If you just stick close to what he wanted,
exactly,
then it would end up selling more. So it's just a bad decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This definitely is a step back for the posthumous Pop Smoke legacy. If they're going to do another one, bring 50 Cent on. Let his friends know what's coming out. And have his original producer produce most of the songs. Huh?
I was just wondering who his record label is.
I'm not sure.
Republic Records. They dropped the ball on this one.
Yeah, they definitely did. They really put Kid Cudi and thought they were just gonna be straight after that. No.
No, I know. I'm just like, he fixes everything.
No.
Yeah, we got the Kid Cudi vocal. We got the Kid Cudi vocals.
We're good.
Literally, Kanye spoke legitimately 22 words.
He got $22 million for each word, bro.
Exactly.
You're not wrong.
Oh my gosh, bro. All right. Well, like I said, album was extremely mid. How are you going to be A, outsold and outperformed by freaking KSI, bro? How you drop an album on the same day and KSI's album much better than Pop Smoke, bro? Just down horrendous.
No publicity for this album.
Huh?
I feel like they just dropped it.
There was some hype. They just it wasn't as hyped as Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon. Probably because they heard the songs and knew it wasn't that good. So
yeah, so they just like fuck it. And they just dropped. Yeah, you're probably right, actually.
But yeah, does anyone have any last thoughts before we move on to our last thing? All right.
No, I'm good.
All right. Spoiler warning for you, Alex. I don't know if you want to listen to us talk about Loki.
I'll mute.
Okay, yeah. Deafen yourself.
Oh, deafen. All right. Well, yeah. Where's the button for that? Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well.
All right, we'll keep it brief.
I'm assuming everyone who's at this point has watched it if they want to watch it. So we're just gonna get into spoiler territory. Let's get right into it. Jack, what do you think about the finale of Loki?
It was pretty good. It set up well for season 2 and the future of the Marvel Universe.
Thanks.
But it definitely wasn't a finale. It just felt like another episode to me. I liked episode 5 and 4 more than this one. But overall, the series is very good, and I think it was the best Marvel series yet.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely the best one. Definitely the most important one. I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I did think this was the perfect finale for the show because it left us with more questions than answers, and that's kind of what the show wanted.
But isn't that the opposite of a finale?
No, that's what the show wanted it to be like. Because a lot of shows do that. This is not like a crazy thing that no one's done before.
No, I agree with what you're saying, but like I definitely didn't feel like it just like you saw it, like the ending of the show is just the beginning. Like he just like it just started all over pretty much. He's back
exactly.
At the thing. They don't know who he is, but now what's his name? The He Who Shall Remains is now in charge and there are no time.
Yeah, so it did leave us with more questions.
Yeah.
We don't know where Renslayers went.
She's going to find, what was it, Free Will?
Yeah, Free Will, yeah.
I did not like her character, bro. I'm going to be honest.
She was kind of... The B plot of the show was not the greatest.
I just hate, like, I don't know. I just didn't like her character.
Yeah, Nah, I'm interested to see what she's doing. Her
Mobius thing was so not... Like, just go back to Loki, bro.
Yeah. Anytime they took off a Loki... Yeah, I was kind of taken out of it. And people were saying it's not really, like, that bad if you watch it all together instead of watching it week by week.
Well, then drop all of them at once, then. Don't wait to drop them week by week. If that's how you want people to watch the show, then
drop it together. I mean, that's what people who watched it all at once
said. Yeah, which is why it's a stupid, comment. Because that's not how it was released.
Yeah. Yeah, but... People like watching like that because it's just like an extra long Marvel movie for them. So, I mean, I understand that. But we don't really know what Sylvie is going to do. We don't know what really happened to the TVA. We don't know TVA's where. Thing. Yeah, we don't know where.
You know, he just got put in another timeline where now what's his name is in charge. Kang, yeah. Shall remain. I was a little upset that they didn't do the original design of him, but maybe they will for like the bad version.
Oh, you like the purple thing?
Yeah,
I would have hated that so much. I'm more glad that it's just his face. I mean, they might do that, but I'm so much happier with just him just looking like a normal person, because I think it makes it not more grounded.
I'm just not as intimidated by a normal dude as I would be like a big alien, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think we're like done with a big bad CGI Thanos looking nigga.
That's true. I would
rather have some the MCU, they need to switch it up. This is a good way to switch it up, because Thanos kind of just popped up at the end of the Infinity Saga, while Kang is at the beginning of Phase 4. This will probably take a couple of phases to deal with this multiversal problem. If you haven't watched Loki, and you just listen to us talk about it and interest you, definitely go give it a watch. If you're put off by any of the Marvel shows, I know a lot of people who didn't like WandaVision. I know a lot of people who didn't like Falcon and Winter Soldier. Those shows had their problems, but I think you'll like, if you didn't like those shows, but you're still an MCU fan, you'll like Loki. Because definitely, like, You kind of need to know what happened, because when they were gonna do the Disney Plus shows, they were like, you don't need to watch them to understand the movies, but like, this is kind of important. So like, I don't really know how that's gonna work. I don't know if they're gonna reintroduce the new one.
They're just gonna talk about all this shit in like Doctor Strange and shit.
Yeah, probably. But if you want the extra lore, which is very interesting. Yeah. Definitely go watch Loki. Let's bring back Alex. Alex.
Sorry about that.
You're straight. You're straight. Alex, watch Loki.
Did you talk about Loki in great lengths, as Sir Roger Ebert would?
Alex, bro, you not liking the MCU, just like, what's wrong with you, bro?
It's not that I don't like the MCU. I just don't have Disney Plus.
I mean, you didn't like Spider-Man when we watched it, right?
Oh, that's because I was a picky little bitch. I realized that it was a good movie.
Oh, okay.
Nah, fuck that, Alex. Stand on your opinion. If you didn't like the movie, don't let Aloy peer pressure you, bruh.
No. My opinion on Marvel fluctuates, bro. Now it's fine.
Okay, it fluctuates for me too. Look, I wanted it to end after fucking Endgame, but that's clearly not going to happen. So, yeah.
That would definitely not happen.
Marvel makes... They don't even make fuck you money, bro. They just, like, earn money.
Disney, bro. It's not even Marvel.
Yeah, it's Disney, bro. Whatever. The monopoly on the entertainment
Pretty much, bro.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work in the future, but, I mean...
Fucking... People need to start making better movies when it's happening. The fuck?
That's true.
You can't just have Marvel. You need to start making better movies. DC needs to get their shit together.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
What needs to happen, bro?
Just honestly, just restart that universe, bro.
Yeah, honestly. Actually.
All the characters honestly, are just not that good.
Stop competing with the MCU. Do your own
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they need to
bro.
Do their own thing. They stop trying, like, because earlier they tried to be way too weird. Like, they went way left. And then with Justice League, the original one, they tried to be too much like the MCU. So you need to find that middle ground where
see
you're not too
Zack
crazy.
I want to see Zack Snyder, Batman gets raped in jail. That's what I want to see. Are you hip to that, Alex?
What?
So you know who Zack Snyder is, right?
Yes.
He like threw, okay, so he was talking about like making a Batman movie and shit, and then he was like, I'm actually going to find the quote, because it was so out of pocket. But he's talking about Batman getting like sodomized in jail. Oh yeah, here it is, I found it. Ready for this?
I don't, okay, sure.
Everyone says that, so. During the interview, he revealed that he's very different than fellow director Christopher Nolan, who directed Batman Begins. Zack Snyder said, everyone says that about Batman Begins. Batman's dark. I'm like, okay, no. Batman's cool. He gets to go to a Tibetan monastery and train by ninjas, okay? I want to do that. But he doesn't, like, get raped in prison. That could happen in my movie. If you want to talk about dark, that's how that would go.
Mans is actually a menace to society, bro.
DC needs to let him make all the movies. Because
he's a national
honestly, you're not
hazard,
making...
bro.
If like... MCU's getting the little kids, bro, DC needs to just go for like the 18 plus audience, bro. Fuck it. Superman needs to start blowing people's brains. Flash needs to like, you've seen The Boys, right, Elohe?
The what?
Have you seen The Boys
oh, where,
on Amazon
where he,
Prime?
Like, goes through the bitch.
Flash needs to do that to everyone. Aquaman needs to be like impaling people with his trident.
Permission to come aboard. That quote will always get me weak, bro.
Yeah, that was so. You know what's crazy? That was actually a pretty good movie. Honestly, that might be one of the best DC movies, which is not a high
bar. The Snyder
bar.
Cut.
No, Aquaman. I like
Aquaman.
Aquaman
was alright. We watched it together. It was alright.
It was pretty good. Was the third act was lit with the giant alien underwater crabs that had laser guns. That shit was lit. That shit was lit.
I wasn't the biggest fan, but, I mean, it was okay.
It was better than fucking... It was better than Wonder Woman 2. That is for sure.
Yeah. that movie was not that good either. Yeah, they're kind of on a cold streak, so...
Wonder Woman 1 was good. Really
good. It was definitely
decent.
Overhyped, but it was good.
Shazam was decent.
Shazam was pretty good. I like Shazam.
Snyder Cut was good.
Mm-hmm.
What else? That's it.
That's it.
Man of Steel was okay.
Man of Steel was not that good, bro. I hated
okay.
that movie with just every
what?
Fiber of my
But being. Batman vs. Superman is worse.
That
than
one
Man
was
of Steel.
Just... That one... It was
Man
really
of Steel
a joke.
Was at least, Man of Steel at least had some good acting and, like, I really liked,
There's so many plot holes in that movie, bro.
No, Henry Cavill's dad. Remember Superman's dad a little bit?
He was stupid, bro. He was so dumb.
Yes,
but
that
dumb.
Actor was lit. But the
he
actor
was
lit.
Yeah, the actor was lit, but he literally made no sense, bro.
But the part when Amy Adams is going to the ship and Superman's dad gets, like, uploaded and he's, like, basically, like, a cheat code. And he's like, go here, shoot here. Da, da, da,
yeah,
close the door.
Yeah.
Do you remember that part? That
yeah,
part was lit.
Yeah.
That part was lit. It was stupid, but it was lit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was dumb as fuck, but it was lit.
Like, first act of that movie was just
Star Wars.
It was not good.
It was literally just Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like,
it was not
why
good,
was
bro.
Krypton like Star? Why was Krypton Star Wars, bro?
Oh my
they had
God,
like flying space dragons and like it was and they were like the they like yeah. Have you seen Men of Steel, Alex?
Not in a while.
The part when like turns out Superman is like the only naturally born baby and all the other babies are like. Made in like tubes and shells and stuff.
Oh yeah.
That was so dumb.
It was so dumb. It was so unnecessary. It was so unnecessary.
Yeah. And then Batman versus Superman was just actually an embarrassment to like human society.
I did like Henry Cow or not Henry Cow. I did like what's his name as Batman though. He was lit, in my opinion. I liked what was his name? Who played Batman in Batman versus Superman? Ben Affleck?
Fucking Ben Affleck, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
He was, like killing people and shit.
Bro, that is something. No, hell no, bro. That is not Batman, bro. Batman does not use guns, bro. Get that out of here. Machine guns. Get that out of here. I don't care.
It was a dream scene. Like, no, bro. No.
No, not Batman even that. Does not use guns. No, he was killing people in real life. The warehouse scene, he splattered someone's brains on the wall and shit. And then he had machine guns on the Batmobile, and he was just like, blah, blah, blah,
blah. Bro, this is why you need to get comic book people to do comic book movies, bro.
I mean, yes, but don't you agree? Now, here's the thing. This is my opinion.
It wasn't lore accurate.
MCU has the stranglehold on the comic book accurate movies. You need to go. You need to do your own thing.
Yeah, but that's an intrinsic part of Batman's character, that he doesn't use guns and he does not kill. I don't give a fuck, bro. Hell no, bro. That ruins his entire character, bro. Superman snapped
someone's neck in Man of
Steel. That was also dumb. That was also very dumb. That's why I didn't like that movie.
Batman not killing, that's like the appeal of his character.
I don't get... No. Zack Snyder is just edgy, bro. You heard that quote about Batman? You heard?
Sure, he got trained by monks in Tibet. But has he ever gotten raped?
He didn't even
like actual like national hazard, bro.
Bro, like,
Zack Snyder is like us at 16. If we got to make movies, honestly, like 300 is just a bunch of shirtless ripped men murdering people and shit. Like,
it's like all of us like in the. All of us, like, directing a movie at once. It's like, nah, Batman gets the Jedi lightsaber in this scene. And
this one, that's literally Zack
Quentin
Snyder,
Tarantino
bro.
Makes his cameo here. And the hologram shit in the background.
Well, like, Zack Snyder is just... He just makes cool movies. They're not really good, but they're cool.
Yeah.
Like, they're just cool.
Thanks. But... Okay.
That's pretty much it for the podcast.
Yeah, I think that's everything. Everyone, anyone have any last thoughts before we get out of here?
I'm good.
Nah, it was a good episode.
I have one last. Fuck your freaking computers, you little nasty ass nigga. Get the hell out of here. I'm lagging. Like, what the heck is wrong with both of you right now?
Bro, I literally unplugged my mic and it still wouldn't pick up my voice. So it's clearly just Discord on my computer. Broken, bro. Did I tell you that, like, I can't even open it? I can't even, like, you know how on Discord you can do the browser version or you can have the shortcut on your desktop?
Yeah.
The desktop shortcut won't even,
like, work for you?
It will just crash.
That is down horrendous.
So I have to use the browser version, and that's broken. So
the browser version is not that optimized, so.
But it used to work, and now it just doesn't even pick up my voice. I don't know what's fucking going on. It's just a setting.
It's the same thing for me too. Like, I'm using the application, but it worked well before in previous episodes. Now it's just jank.
I think I need to like just clear out my computer and like delete shit I don't need, because I think that's the problem.
Yeah, maybe.
That's probably it too.
It's just maybe your disk space is just fucked.
Yeah.
Sucks. But yeah. Well, and with that, we're gonna end it here. Thank you guys so much for watching till the end. We're going to see you next week. Hopefully, we'll bring someone on this time, you know. Say that every week, but, you know, it's a weekly thing at this point. But, yeah, like I said, thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.
Leave a like and subscribe.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do that. Run up the numbers, you know what I'm saying?